Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be'ezus Hashem be a Meseches Chulin daf nun hey. And we're going to start with the Gemara, which is be'emes a hemshech of the Gemara on daf nun dalet. The Gemara is discussing any time where Chazal tell us a shiur, for example, in our Mishnah, where there's a shir of chisaron begargeres ad ki iser, is the shir ad va'ad v'chlal, or the shir is ad v'loy ad v'chlal? That means to say, being that it says in the Mishnah that the animal is kosher if it has a hole, ad ki iser, if it's exactly a iser, is that included also in the kashrus, ad va'ad v'chlal, or once it's an iser, it already has a din like more than a iser, and it's a treifa? And the Gemara comes out l'maise after rayas back and forth, that we go with the klal of Rabbi Vo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that kol shi'urei chachamim lahachmir, chutz mekagris shalksamim lahakil. Anytime where there's a shir of the chachamim and it says ad, it depends if saying ad va'ad b'chlal would be a chumrah or a kula. And whichever way is the chumrah, that's the way that we're going to do it. The exception to the rule is ksamim by nida, where Chazal gave a shir that if you find the shir of kagris, then we have to be chayshish that it's dam nidos and not be toiled b'machayles. There we're going to be mekel, and say that the shir kagris exactly, still we're going to be tailored by machailis. And she's only asura once it's more than a gris. Now, the Gemara is not masbir why kagris of damnida is different, and there we go, lahakel. But Rashi says, besoipti v'maschu chutzmi kagris shal ksamim, de ksamim atzmam d'rabanan, de midaraisa adichazi megufa. Being that ksamim is only midarabanan, because midaraisa, even if the kasam did come from the isha, because she wasn't Raya Bibsara, that's how Rashi holds, she's not going to be Tmeya B'tumas Nida. So because it's only the Rabban were a Mekel, and if you have exactly the Shir of Kagris, she's going to be a Tahira. The Rajbo here in the Sugi is Mechir from Rashi, that in Kain it's a Klal by all Shi'urim by Dinam Darabanan. Anytime you find a Shir by Din Darabanan, it's going to be Daimit Gris by Nida, and we're going to be Mekel. And it's only by Dinam Dairaisa that we're going to say this Klal, that the shiurim are lahachmir. Now, Taisus by us, b'divir maschol kol shiurei chacham lahachmir, asks a question. In fact, Taisus, the Gemara Masechta Brachis in Tfilas HaShachar, Daf Chavav, discusses the shiur of Dalet Shois for Tfilas Shachris. Do we say that it's ad v'ad b'chlal, and during the fourth Shah, you can still daven until the end of the Shah Revius? Or do you say that it's ad v'loy ad b'chlal? And the Gemara is mechiach from the shiur of Zayin Shois, in regards to Musafim, that there it's ad va'ad b'chlal. So too, in regards to Shachris, it's ad va'ad b'chlal. Frektaisis, over there, be'etzem, it's a kula, because we're allowing a person to daven till the end of the fourth Shah. Why do we say that the klal is kol shi'urei chachamim lahachmir? And Taisis answers, because there, be'etzem, there's a kula and a chumra on each side. Just like it's a kula to say that he could daven till the end of Shah Revius, it's also a chumra. Because if somebody at that point didn't yet daven, we don't say that he's not mechuyev to daven anymore because it's over his manoi. He's still chayev to daven. So in such a case, this klal does not apply, and therefore the Gemara is mechiachit mitaych the etzem sugya, that there you see that the Chachamim said ad va'ad b'chlal, but not because of this klal. Ad kan deriyat taisvis. Now the Aruch Haner in Masech Tanida daf nun chesam beis, which also brings down our sugya, he brings a raya from this taisvis that l'chayer taisvis doesn't learn like Rashi. Because the Firashi, the klal of ksamim is a klal by all the rabbanans. Imkain Taisus has no kasha in the first place. Zman of Shachris and of Musafin is only midrabbanan, and that's daimit the kesem of Nida, where there's no such klal. From the fact that Taisus has a kasha and a teretz b'klal, must be that Taisus holds that the reason why kesem by Nida is different is not because there's a klal by the rabbanans, like Rashi and the Rajbah say, but rather it's a specific halacha by kesem. Because that's the way the Chachamim saw it. They saw that even if it's exactly kagris, that you could still be tailored be'etzem and ma'achayles, and only if it's more than a gris, is she going to be asura. So it comes out in effect that there's a machlekes, Rashi and Taisvis, how to understand the din, that by a kesem you go l'kula. The fi Rashi, it's a klal that you go l'kula, because with the Rabbanan, shi'aru ha'chachamim l'hakel. Whereas according to Taisvis, it has nothing to do with a kula and a chumra. Just by a kesem, because of the etzem inyan itself, exactly a gris is yesh litlais b'machailis and not b'dam nidos. Now, the Gemara Masechta Nida over there, on the Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, brings down a braisa that says, "Hayu aleha tipei damam lamata v'tipei damam lamala, toile be'elyoin ad kegris." Taisus over there, b'divya maschul hayuba, is mafarish to Gemara as follows, alpi, the maskanas of Gemara. If a woman has tipei dam on the upper part of her guf, those tipim for sure do not come from dam nidus, and she also has at the same time tipei dam on the bottom part of her guf. So if the tipim lamala are so big that we cannot be taila them b'machailis, where do they come from? They must have come from somewhere else. So being that we know that this isha on her guf, on the upper part, has dam that was me'al ma'asi, so we're taila the tipim on the bottom part of a guf, that they also came from the same source, and they're also me'al ma'asi, and she's not going to be t'meya b'tumas nida. But if the tipim on the chelik alien of the guf are small enough that we're taila them b'machailis, so it comes out the top tipim have no shaykhus to the bottom tipim. And then we're going to dam the bottom tipim the chesha'atzmam, and if they are kegris and lower, we're going to be titled them also in a machailis. But if they're more than a gris, we have nothing to be titled them in, and she's going to be a surah. So what's the shear that the tipim have to be on the chelik elyon to be kaveya if we title them a machailis and memela she's a surah, or we say that they came a alma asi and memela she's muteris? Zok de braise ad kegris. And here also the Gemara's mavur that gris itself, exactly like the shear of gris, we're going to be taila b'machailis, and if the tipim and the chelik elyon are exactly the size of a gris, she's going to end up being asura. Only if it's more than a gris will we say that it's not a machailis, so it must have been me'al ma'asi, and we're going to go lakula, and she's going to be muteris. Ad kan divrei Gemara lefi pirush ha'taisvis. Frekt over there the Marsha on taisvis, that l'chayre im kena comes out, the be'etzim over here, the shear of kegris, is going l'chumra, not lakula. The fact that we're saying that kegris atzmam, we're still taila b'machailis, is going to be different than any time you find a kesem with the shear of kegris, which being taila b'machailis is matter here. Here, that we're talking about the tipim al yainim, saying that kegris itself is k'machailis, is going to end up being a chumra, it's going to aser her. So this is not consistent with the klal, that in regards to kesem, we say the shiurim l'kula. So the Marsha answers that enechanami, but being that in the original din of kegris, which is talking about the kesem itself, it's a kula to say that kegris atzma was still taila b'machailis. Although memela comes out that there are ramifications in the case of tipim al yayin that's going to be l'chumre, that's still called in the general klal of going l'kula. Now the fact that the Marsha is bothered by this question is a raya that the Marsha be'etzma understands, like Rashi in our sugya, that the klal by the shear of a gris by a kesem is that we go lekula. Memeli asks, then in this case it comes out to be a chumra. But lefida arach lener, that's medayik from our taisvis, that there's no such klal. And the reason why we say that a gris exactly, we're tailed b'machailis, has to do with because that's the metzias, that only more than a gris we're not tailed b'machailis, but a gris exactly is still the shear of a machailis. Imkein, the marshal's kash is not a kash of a chlal. Taisvis goes l'shitasai. And memele, it doesn't make a difference. Bein lekula, bein lechumre, exactly a gris is always going to be taila b'machailis. And in the case where we're talking about the kesem itself, it's going to be a kula. And in the case where it's talking about the tipim al yainim, we're going to go lechumre. Ad kan this inyan. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah and Daf Nandalat Amar Aleph said that nitel atchoyel, the animal is kshera. And the Gemara over here brings down the memra of Rabbi Vira Mishmei Derava, leishanu ala nitel. Only if it was taken out legamri. Aval nikiv, if there's a hole in the tchoil, treifa. Now the Gemara in Amud Bey says, Amar ibn Chunya, shel tenu lekulu treifai de Marava. He asked all the Rabbanim that were Meir Hairayas and treifas in Marava, and they told him that less hilchasik rabavira. We don't paskan like rabavira that a nikiv a tchoil is a treifa, but that's davka bakarlshe. This that we don't paskan like rabavira is davka if the hole is in the thin part of the tchoil. Aval b'saimche, in the wide part of the tchoil, we agree that it's a treifa. And they said another tanai, v'yishtayir b'kai v'dinar zov, kshera. The hole has to be all the way through, and if it leaves over a little bit, so it depends. If it has the thickness of a dinar zov, it's kosher. If it's thinner than that, then it's going to be a treifa. Akapanim comes out, there are bevira holes that every nikav tchoil is going to be a treifa, and we hold, we paskin, like the treifai de Marava said, that it depends on the circumstances. If it was b'saimche, and it didn't leave over k'ayvid din azov, then the halacha is going to be that it's a treifa. Now, Taisus earlier on the Membeza Manalef, the Bemas Chalnikev, he says that be'emes, and all the treifas that are written in the Mishnah, like Nikav Alev, Nikav Areya, Nikav Adakin, is not just if it's Nikav, even if it's Nitel Lagami, it's also a Trefa, and in fact it's a Kol Shekain. If even a hole makes it a Trefa, if it's missing Lagami, for sure it's going to be a Trefa. The one Yetzim in a Klal to this Klal is over here by Tchoyl, because if the Tchoyl is missing Lagami, Nitel HaTchoyl, it's Kshera, and Nikav is going to end up being worse than Nitel, and Nikav is going to be a Trefa. The fear of Bevira always, and according to us, in certain circumstances. And Taisus is not Masbir, why Be'emes we don't have the same Kavachimer by Tchoyl that we have always. That if Nikav is a Trefa, for sure Nitel Lagami should be a Trefa. So there are two Pirushim in this. Rashi, in our Sugya, B'divir Maschel Huadin, he says, V'zeh L'shaynei, Al Yidei HaNekev Hu Haylech U'maysif Machayv V'achayli Rav Begufa. The way the Nekev works by the Tchoyl is that that creates a Chayli, and the Chayli is Rav Begufa, it spreads to the rest of the Guf. That Chayli, which is caused by the Nekev of the Tchoyl, is going to make it a Trefa. If the Tchoyl is missing Lagamri, so there's a Chesaron in the Guf, but there's nothing that's going to spread a Chayli, a disease in the Guf. Therefore, it's Kosher. If there's a Nekev, that's going to make a Chayli, and therefore it's a Trefa. Mashehenkein and Shar Nikuvim of the Mishnah, there the Nikuvim are not Matrif because it makes a Chayli. That's just not the Metzias. There the Nekev is Matrif because of the inherent Chisarn Shebenekev. The hole is also a sort of a Chisarn, and that's why it's a Trefa. There's something missing in the animal. Imkein, we could Shaper say a Kol Shekein, that by Nita Levada it's also going to be a Trefa because it's at least as much missing as it is by Nekev. And that's what Taisus is Mefarish, all the other Nikuvim, Alpi Pashtas. Different than Nikev HaTchel. However, the Rush earlier in Siman Aleph, he's Masber and he says that because in regards to Tchel, we're Mechalik between Kolshe and Saimche, and we also say that if it's Nishtar Ko'eve had dinner, that's going to be Kshera, that's where Tchel differs from other Nikuvim. Other Nikuvim, there's no Chilukim where and what kind of hole is Matrif. Therefore, we say if Nikev is Matrif, Kolshe Kainitel. But by Tchel, that even the Nekev itself has various Tnayim, the fi us that we pass like the Ma'arava, therefore you can't bring a Kavachimer from Nikiv to Nitel, and Davke Nikiv is going to be a Trefa and not Nitel. And as Zeishet also in the Rajbin Teres Abayis on page Lamed Amabes in the Old Prince. Now the Plesi in Simon Mem Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, is Matmi on this Rush. How did the Rush answer the question? If there's a cloud that even if Nikiv is a Trefa, so Kol Shekein if it's Nitel Lagamri it's a Trefa, the fact that the Nikiv is only in Saimche and only a certain kind of a Nekev, that's not going to take away the Kavachimer. Because Harei, if it's Nitel HaTchoyl, so the Saimche is also missing. So you see that even if there's no Saimche at all, it's going to be Kshera. So why is Nikev B'Saimche Shabbatchoyl any worse than Nitel Saimche Shabbatchoyl? Azay Frek the Plesi. And he answers with a Meridiki aside. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Mem Gimel, Sif Gimel, brings down that kol masha davuk bekeres kori of. What's called saimche? What's called the chelik av of the tchoyl? Any chelik of the tchoyl that's attached to the keres. And the makar to this is agayis ashri in arasugya, and the lechem chamudais in simon reish lamed aleph is mairich on this inyan. Zog de plesi, you see from here that be'emes, what happens by a nikav tchoyl is that lakusa of the tchoyl reaches the keres which is attached to it. And it causes that it should have the same effect as Nikav Akeres. Therefore, Davka by Nikav it's a Trefa. But if the Tchoyl is just not there, it's Nitel. So there's no attachment to the Keres Bechlal. So obviously there's no Lakusa to go over to the Keres. Zak to Plesi, that's Be'emes Pshat in the Rush. The fact that we're Mechalik Ben Koyl Shei L'Saimche shows us that it's not that Nikav HaTchoyl is worse than Nitel HaTchoyl. Just Nikav HaTchoyl, it gets to the Keres and the Trefas is Machmas the Keres. And that's also seen in the fact that the halacha is that it's the mishtayer ko'evi at dinner. And the pshat is that that ovi at dinner is ma'akiv, that the lakusa shouldn't get to the keres. Memela, it's not shver, that here nikav is going to be worse than nitel. Now, the plesi later on in Tzivkot and Zion is matzia, that this could be the pshat in the Rambam, that says in Perek Yud halacha Yud, that by a oif, nikav atchel is not a trefa. And the achreinim and the neisei kelim are mayrif to try to understand pshat in the Rambam. Zog de Plesi, possibly this could be understood al pizeh, because the metzias is that the tchoyl of a oif is not mechubert to the keres. And being that nikav tchoyl is only machmas, the lakusa that goes over to the keres, that's why by oif it's not going to be a trefa. But the Pleitzi over there in the same Sifkatan asks the Kash on himself. Harei, Taisus earlier in the Afmenbeis and Menbeis with the Vyamaschal de Omar says a klal that we only count out as one of the Yudches Treifus a Treifus that's Treifa Mitzad Atzmai. But if the Treifus is coming because it's going to cause a Treifus somewhere else, that's not included in one of the number of Yudches. Memeil Taisus says over there that if it's Nifchasa Agalgailis, according to the Shir, that it's a Treifa, that's not counted as one of the Yudches, because there the Treifus is Be'etzem, Machmas the Krum Shomayach that has no protection. It's like Nikav Akrum. That's why it's not a Treifa Mitzad Atzmai. Imkain, Frekta Plesi, the feed of Shat that I'm saying over now, from the Lechem Chamudis, and Be'etzem the Rush, it should come out that Nikav Atchoyel isn't a Treifa Mitzad Atzmai. It's just because of the effect that it has on the Keres. So why does the Gemara discuss earlier on the Membeis and Membeis that Rabbi Vira's Memra of Nikav Atchoyel should be Be'emes one of the minion of Yudches Treifas? And he answers a Ga'inish Eteretz. That Be'emes, the Gemara earlier, doesn't come out Lemaskana that Rabbi Vira is one of the Mispar of Yudches. The Gemara ends up saying that all the Nekuvas are considered as one Treifa. So Rabbi Vira's din of Nikav Atchoyel is not needed for the number of Yudches. Zog the Plesi, the Be'emes, this svar that we said, that Nikav Atchoyel is only Machmas the Lakusa that goes into the Keres, that's Be'emes, not a Davar Pashat. That's Mitli Tali and Shitas Rabbi Vira Atzmai, and the Shitas HaMa'arava, how we understand the Allah HaLamaisa. Because according to Rabbi Vira, that he himself is not Machalik between Koel She and Saimche, and even if there's a Nekim and Koel She, which is not attached to the Keres Machal, it's also going to be a Trefa, Be'achreach he holds that Nikav Atchoyel is a Trefas Mitzad Atzmai, not because of the effect that it has on the Keres. Only Lamaskana, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Vira Lagamri, and we're machalik between Kol She and Soimche, like the Bnei Ma'arava, so we hold that Be'emes, Nikav Atchoyel is only Treifa Machmas, what it does to the Keres. That's why it's Dafke B'Soimche, and not B'Kol She. And that's why it's Dafke, if it's not Nishtar Ayvi Din Azov, but if it is Nishtar Ayvi Din Azov, it protects the Keres. Memeil is going to come out like this, that the Gemara in the Havamina of Membeis and Medbeis that held that Rabbi Vira's din is one of the Mispar of Yudches, is going according to Shitas Rabbi Vira Atzmai, that Nikav Atchoyel is a Treifas Mitzad Atzmai. Therefore, it can Shapra be another Treifas in the number of Yudches. However, Lemaskana, that we fall off from that, it's Hadra Dina that we're able to say, like the Marava Lemaskana, that the Emes of Pshat in Nikav Atchoyel is not Machmas Atzmai, it's Machmas Dekeres. And that's why Be'emes it's not counted as one of the Yudches. And that's why there's enough kamina between Soimche and Kolshe, and if it's Neshtayer, Ivy Dinner, Zav. Adkan Dvar Vaneflaim of the Plesi. Now there's one more Meritikai Sofa from the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach in the Roshchita, Perak Tesalach Yud, he brings down this Plesi, and he says, Be'emes, that Azoy is Mashma in the Sefer Eshko. And he says, the Fidus we can understand, that Davke the Bnei Ma'arava, they were the ones who were able to say this halacha, Lishitasam. Because the Gemara earlier on the Afnunam Abbeis, brings down various shitas as to what's considered the keres apnimi and what's considered the keres achitzain. Harei, the Mishnah of Membeis and Aleph says that davka the keres apnimi is the halacha that if it's nikav it's a treifa, whereas the keres achitzaina has to be that it's nikra rubai. And the Gemara is done different shitas which part of the keres is called the keres apnimi that it's nikuvasei b'mashu and which part of the keres is called the keres achitzaina that has to be nikra rubai. And the Ma'arava say b'shem Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina that kol keres is called keres apnimis. And the keres achitzaina is the basar achayfet as raiv hakeres. According to that, we can shapir say that nikav atchoyel b'saimche is because of the effect that it has on the keres. Because it's attached to a chelik of the keres, which is included in kol keres is called keres apnimis. And therefore, the nekev in the tchoyel has the same effect in the causes of the kusa as if it was nikav hakeres mamish. But according to the other shitas over there, not according to the Marava, that hold of the Keres of Pnimis are dafka certain specific halakim of the Keres, then the Tchoyel is not attached to them b'chlal. So it would be impossible to say that Nikav Tchoyel is Treifa because of what it does to the Keres. It's not attached to the Keres. And Divrei and Marava work out specifically dafka l'shitasam. And it works out l'alacha also because we paskin like the Marava over there on the Fnun HaMabeis that kol HaKeres has a din of Keres of Pnimis. I mean, Paschal like Marav over here also, that Nikav Atchoyel is going to be a Treifa because of what it does to the Keres that it's attached to. Hayyitze, in summary, that we have two Mahalchim how to understand why specifically by Tchoyel, Nikav Atchoyel is worse than Nitel Atchoyel. Rashi says, because al yedei ha-nekev, it's ha-yilech u-maitzef machay va-chayli rav gufa. The nekev creates a chayli that spreads throughout the guf, not specifically to the keres that it's attached to. A nekev creates a chayli by nikev ha-tchel. Whereas nikev ha-tchel, which is only machmas t'chisorin, it's not going to be a trefa. And the Rosh, according to the explanation of the Plesi, he says the difference is because here we're machal between kolshe and saimchei, and if it's nishtar oibi din azov, zok the Plesi, the pshat is because over here, be'emes, the nikev is not trefas mitzad atzma, it's because of what it does to the keres that it's attached to. And therefore, dafke, if it's nikev, does it have that effect? But if it's nitel and it's not there lagamri, so it's not attached to the keres, it will not have that effect. Now, one where I suffer on this inyan, the Gemara later on Dafnin Ches discusses the klal of kol yeser kenotel dami. Anytime we have an extra aver, like an extra regel, it has a din of kenotel dami and it's going to be a trefa. Now there's a major nidun in the Rishayim over there, which we will see by Riches Bezos Hashem in the Shir and Dafnin Ches. Different shitas as how kol yeser kenotel dami works. And Memela they discuss the lechayr if you have two tchayls, even if it's ki yeser dami, so it's as if there's no tchayl at all. If nitel atchayl is kshera, so too two tchayls is also going to be kshera. However, the Ramban's sheet over there is that kol yeser kenotel dami means that it's as if that the extra tchayl is missing. Hu umakayme imay. Memela zok the Ramban, if you have two tchayls that are attached to each other, b'saimchei, the fact that you take away one tchayl, hu umakayme imay, that's going to make that there's a nekev in the other tchayl. And therefore, it's going to be a trefa. Now, l'chayra, we have to speak out. The Ar Samech himself speaks this out. That l'chayra, al pi the mahalach of the place you to understand the rush, this is not going to be true. Because even if there is a nekev in the tchayl, a nekev in the tchayl is not matrif mitzad atzmai. It's only because it goes, and the chayli, the lakusa, goes down into the keres. That's only true if there's a mitzias of a nekev. But if the nekev is not actually there, it's just a din kenotel dummy, it's not going to affect with a din kenotel, that therefore there should be a lakusa in the keres, and memela it's going to be kosher. This is an important aura according to this mahalach. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan, which is me inyan yile inyan ba'aisai inyan. The Gemara adds a discussion whether or not nechtach atchayl, where a piece of the tchayl was cut off, if that's also a trey for midin nikav atchayl. And the first teretz of the Gemara holds that be'emes avada it is, and the second teretz of the Gemara says, ibayis eima, nikav lechud v'nechtach lechud. So in the beer of the second teretz we can say, because just like only nikav is a treyfa, but if it's nita legamri it's not a treyfa, so too, if a chelik of the tchayl was taken off, so the gabi that chelik, it has a din of nital. Therefore, it's not a trefa. Only if the entire tchayl remains, and there's a hole, there's a puncture through the tchayl, will it be a trefa midin nikav atchayl. Whereas the first lashon holds that nechtach and nikav both are trefas, because al pipashtos, only nital where there's no tchayl b'chlal is the halacha going to be that it's not a trefa. But if a chaticha happens, but part of the tchayl still remains, that's at least as bad as nikav. Now Rashi, b'devir maschol min atchoyl min akloyes, is masber the svara of the Gemara's kasha, which is also the svara of the first teretz, that nikav and chitoch are alike. So Rashi v'zel shaynai, ve'ein chitoch b'loy nekev, d'chol nekev mishom chitochu. There's no such thing as chitoch without a nekev, because every nekev is mishom chitoch. We have to understand these cryptic words of Rashi. What's Rashi coming to tell us, and what's this back and forth of chitoch as a nekev, because nekev has a chitoch. So l'chayre it's pashit, that what he means to say is as follows. That be'emes yesh lachkar be'nekev, what's the yisoid of the treifas? Is it the mitzias of the nekev, the hole, that makes it a treifa? Oidilma, is it the nikov, the fact that the tchayl was pierced, that's what's goyim the chayli and makes it a treifa? So Rashi is mefarish, akoponim, according to the Havmin on the first teretz of the Gemara, that it's the maisa nikov that makes it a treifa. The fact that it's being pierced, that's what causes the chayli to be nisrabe. And that's the kavanah of Lashon Rashi. Ein chitoch b'loy nekev. Every time there's an incision, it's being cut, every chitoch has the metzias of nekev. How do I know that? The chol nekev mishom chitochu. Because every nekev, the entire treifas of nikev atchol, is because of the chitoch that's involved. Because of the mice of it being pierced, that's what makes it a treifa. Imkein avada, a chitoch mamish, is going to have that problem, and it's going to be a treifa. The chayra, that's the beer in what Rashi is coming to say to explain the hanocha of the Chavamina and the Gemara's first teretz, that Chituch and Nekev are identical. In the Gemara's second teretz, that the Gemara is machalik between Nikav and Nechtach, it's possible to say that Be'emes, that Yisoid is all still true, that it's the Nikav, the piercing, that makes it a Trefa. Nevertheless, Ein Medam and Trefa Zulazu, and we're going to be machalik between a piercing within the confines of a Tchayel, versus a cutting off of a piece of a Tchayel, and just because Nikav is going to be a Trefa, Lav Davka will Chituch, where it's not within the Tchayel, but it's taking off a piece of the Tchayel, will that incision make it a Trefa. The Chayre, based on this, we have a Yishuv Nachayn in the Lashon of Rashi later on the Nehayim at Beis. Rashi says, with the Maschel v'Yishtayr, in regards to if it's Nishtayr, Ka'ayve Dinarzov, Zok Rashi v'Yishtayr v'Ayve Daifnei v'Layotza ha-machat l'chutz, where the machat did not go out to the other side. And the Ram Shifin's the Sairer, why does Rashi say that we're talking about a case where a machat is what makes the hole? That just creates problems. Because if a machat is in the tchayel, how did it get there? It must have come through the B'nai Me'ayim, so it should be a trefa anyway, mitzad, nikuv of dakin, and etc. The Chayre Rashi could have much simpler just told us that the nekev evolved through a chayli or whatever. But the Chayre, the answer is, alpi divrei Rashi atzmai. If Rashi tells us, the chol nekev mishum chituchu, that means he's explaining that the trefas of nikuv atchol is because of the incision, then we understand that it's dafkir if it happened aidei a machat. But if it happened some other way, then avad it's not going to be a trefa. And this mahalach gives us extra clarity how to understand why by tchol we don't have the kal v'chomer, just because nikuv is a trefa, still nitel is not a trefa. Because it's not the chisarn of the nekev that makes it a trefa b'chlal. Maybe if that would be the case, avad there would be no makom to be mahalach between the chisarn of nekev and the chisarn of nitel. But because it's the chituch shabat nekev, it's the piercing of the nekev which causes the chayli, avada, it's only b'makam nikev, but if it's nital, where the entire tchayel is taken away, it's not going to have that treifus. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down this that the Mishnah says, charusa bidei shamayim kshera, and the Gemara is machalik between a charusa bidei shamayim and a charusa bidei adam. Davke, if the reya was nitztamik, because of the fright of something that happened, bidei shamayim, is it going to be kosher? But if it happened because of it got scared bidei adam, it's going to be a trefa. And the Gemara brings down the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Elazar that says, af bidei kol habrius. And the Gemara is masber that means that if the reya was in stomach because of fright, because of shagas, arye, one of the brius made it scared, there also is going to be a trefa, and it's going to be doime to charusa bidei adam, and not doime to charusa bidei shamayim. However, the shita of the Tanakhama is that even if it's bidei kol habrios, it has a din of bidei shamayim, and it's not going to be a trefa. And as I state mefurish in the Rashba, that there's machlekes between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon Elazar, and we paskin like the Tanakhama, yachav derabim halacha kerabim. Now, l'chayre, we need to be masber, but men nechleku, the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon Elazar, if we should consider bidei kol habrios, bidei shamayim, or bidei adam. And the emes is, we really have to understand what's Bechlau, the pshat, and the difference between if it's netstamik b'dei shamayim or b'dei adam. There are advaz on the Rambam in Hilchas Shchita, Parakhes, Halachaches, is mitame that l'chayre there's no svara to this. How can there possibly be a nafkamina how it happened? The ikar is what happened. Why should it make a difference if it happened b'dei shamayim or b'dei adam? Now, the Simla Chadasha and Simla Amidvav, Siv Chavtes, he just brings down Kipshutai that Kiblu Chachamim, that if it happened b'dei shamayim, it's going to be chayzer lekadmusa. But if it happened b'dei adam, it won't be. But b'chayr, it's b'emes tzarech bir. Now, in the Sefer based David, which was a Yeduadika Sefer for Sheikhtim before the war in Europe, he says over there in Simon Lamed Vav, chaylekei, sif beis, in Yisera bayis, sif katan beis, he says that it's a swara that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put it within the teva of every animal to be able to withstand natural frights. Therefore, if it happens, I de'ra'amim, u'brakim, etc., etc., that's natural. It can't be that a behema should become sick and become a trefa just from these kind of things. Ve'achreach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a kayach, and even if we see now that the reo is in stomach, it's going to be chayzer l'kadmusa. And the emes is, that's also mashman, the lashon of the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis. His lashon is, charusa bidei shamayim, ha'mefachedes me'advarim hativiyim. It's mefakad from the natural things, kugayin tira barak, ashasham aram, etc. The chayre, the svara behind dvar mativiyim, is like the svara of the Beis David. The fee this is possible to understand, shabazen nechleku atanakama and Reb Shimon ben Elazar. That's a vada klar, that if a person, which is not a teva dekafrite, scares the animal, that charusa is not going to be chayzel kadmusa. But what happens if it happens, a different animal, bidei kolabrias. Lefida tanakama, that's also considered, it happened through a natural occurrence. It's usual for animals to be scared through their predators, and Be'achreach HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave the animals the kayach to withstand such a fright. Whereas the Shimon HaLazar holds that Dvarim Tivim only includes things that are in the Seder HaBriah, like Brakim and Ra'amim, things that happen B'day Shemayim Amish. But things that happen Ayidei, other animals which came and scared the animal, that's not included in the kayach that the animal has to withstand Dvarim Tivim, and therefore it's going to be considered B'day Adam. There's another pshat in the sheet of the Tanakhama that holds that it's davka, if it's b'day Adam, that it's going to be a treifa, but b'day Shemayim or b'day Abrias not. Based on Divrei Tuashar in Siman Lamed Vav, Sifkaten Ayin Ches, he discusses over there what happens if an Adam scares an animal through a different means. For example, a person is Meshase a Kelev against the cow, and the Kelev, which barks against the cow, made it afraid. Is that going to be considered b'day Adam, it's going to be a treifa? Or it's going to be considered b'day kol habriyos, b'day shemayim, and it won't be a treifa. And so too he asks, if he shoots a kana ashan, which is a gun, and because of the sound of the gun, the animal is nitztamik reya, it gets scared. But the animal didn't see the person doing it, he just heard the gunshot, and because of that he got scared. The same chakira, kled to tuashar, is that going to have a din of b'day adam or not? And the tuashar is mistopic to say, that kubi will not have a din of b'day adam. Because the yisoid why b'day adam causes it to have in its stomach array, which is Enechayzel Lekad Musay, is based on the Gzeras Melech, the Pasek in Parashas Bereishis that says, Umayrachem V'chitchem Yu Al Kol Chayes Oretz, that an Adam has a Koyach to enforce his Meira and his Pachad on the Chayes Oretz, but even that through the fact that they got scared, they're actually going to become a Trefa and die. But that's only Machmas the Pachad of an Adam. But if the cow doesn't recognize that the Adam did the Maisa, the cow just sees the Kelev barking against him, or the cow just hears the gunshot, that's not included in the kayach of umerach and v'chitcham yu achayis aretz, and such a fright a cow can get over and it's going to be kshera, which is the reason why b'day habriyos and b'day shemayim it will be kshera. According to this, it's clear what the Tanakhama holds, why it's davka b'day adam and not b'day habriyos. Lefidus, we have to say that Rav Shimon HaLazar Avada does not hold that it's based on this pasuk, and he holds it's based on a givisa mitzius, which includes also b'day kol habriyos. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down the machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim by gluda, an animal that was stripped from all its ar. Rav Meir machshev Chachamim paislin. And the Gemara says that be'emes Rav Meir afterwards was chayzer, and he also passels like shitas harabonim. The Gemara in our sugi is not masber, what was originally the bira machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. But we have a Gemara in Masechta Nida dafnon hey, that's Mayrich to explain what the two shitas are. The Gemara over there discusses that in order to be Tomei Tumas Mes, it has to be a chelik of a person's body, which is Ein Gizoy Machlif. It doesn't regenerate. Therefore, the Saaris and the Tziparnis of a mace are not Metame, because they're a chelik of the body, which even if you cut it off, it regenerates. And the Gemara discusses what about Ur? Is Ur considered something that regenerates? Is it Gizoy Machlif? Whereas R ain Gizoy Machlif. And the Gemara has two Lashinas. The first Lashon of the Gemara holds that R is Be'etzim something which is Gizoy Machlif. It does regenerate. And the Gemara brings our Gemara to Machlekes between Rameir and the Chachamim to prove that. So the Gemara, Tnan, Hagluda Rameir Machshav Chachamim Paislin, Va'afilu Rabbanan Le'kapasli, Elo Da'adahachi V'hachi, Sholot Ba'avira Umeso. Ula'aylam Gizoy Machlif. The reason why Rameir was Machsher is because he holds Ur is Gizoy Machlif. Because it's going to regenerate, therefore it will live, and it's not a Treifa. Even the Chachamim who hold that it is a Treifa, they don't hold that Ur is not Gizoy Machlif. They just hold that the reason why it has a din of a Treifa is because Ad Hachi V'Hachi, before it has a chance to actually heal and regrow its Ur, it's already going to die, because Sholit Ba'avira Umesa. The Avir is going to be Shalit in this skinless animal, and that's what's going to make it die, and therefore it has a din of treifa. Now we have to understand, according to this Mahalach of the Gemara, what's the Bira Machlekes from Meir and the Chachamim? Why should we or should we not hold that because it dies Machmas the Avir, that's going to be considered a treifa? So L'chayra Api Pashas, the Rabbanan should be correct. If Behemoth is going to die Machmas the Avir, it should be a Trefa. The fact that it's going to be Gizay Machlif, but being that it doesn't happen Teich Yud Beis Chaydish, that should have a din of Ein Achaya. The Chayr, the reason why Rav Meir holds that it's not a Trefa, is because he holds that it's only because Sholot Be'avira. That means to say the animal Mitzad Atzma doesn't have a Chisarn, which makes that it can't live. It's just because the Avir, the atmosphere that's around it, is going to be Sholot by and kill it. That doesn't make the animal be considered Mitzad Atzma a Trefa. What do the Chachamim hold, which Rav Meir Be'emes is Maid Tu B'Saif? That even though Avada is true, that if you have an outside source that's going to kill an animal, like you have a chetz coming towards an animal, Avada is not going to have a Shem Trefa. But the Avir that surrounds it, that's part of the Etzem, Mitzius, and the Maus of the animal. The animal lives within its atmosphere. And if it's unprotected because it's Gluda, and it can live within the confines of regular Avir, that's going to be that the animal Mitzad Atzmai doesn't have what it takes to live, and therefore it's going to have a Shem Trefa. The Chayr, that's the beer according to the first Mahalach of the Gemara over there in Nida. The Gemara in the second Mahalach says the opposite. That Be'emes, or is Ein Gizay Machlif. It doesn't regenerate. And the Gemara also brings our Mishnah Azariah. Zok the Gemara, the Tnan, Chacham and Paislin. The Chacham and Paislin, they considered a Trefa. That's because it's Ein Gizay Machlif. Va'afilu Rav Meir, Loi Kamachshir, Elo Dekarer Bisra V'chaya. Ula'aylam Ein Gizay Machlif. Even Rameir, who's Machshir, it's not because he holds that the Ur is Gizay Machlif, it's going to regenerate, but it's because it's Karel of Bisra, and Rashi is Masber, Miskashe Bisara Venase Ka'ur. The Basra itself, although it isn't Ur, is going to become hard and be like Ur that it's going to protect the rest of the Guf. So the Chayr here too, we have to understand, what's the Bira Machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rameir? The Chayr, Alpi Pashas, Rameir should be correct. If an animal could live with the absence of Ur, because it's Miskasha Besara Vinasika Ur, why should it have a Shem of a Trefa? But L'chayr Be'emes, we had earlier on Dafran Dalid, a sugya, that if he Bardri L'chsama Chaya, it's not a Trefa. If there's a Mak in the animal, like the Gemara over there talks about, that they hit the Giranosha or the Kloya, and even though Be'emes, if the animal is not cured through a specific potion, it's going to die, nevertheless, because the Metzius is that there is a refuah for such a makkah, the Gemara says that it's going to be kshera. Now, in the Shir to Daftan Dalid, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we brought down a machlekes rishayim between the Ramban, Keneged the Rashba, and the Ran. If based on this yisoid, what would be in a case where an animal is nechtach, is regaled by the Tzemes Agidin, which makes it a trefa, but the Metzius says that afterwards, he can cut it higher than the Tzemes Agidin, which will render it not a trefa. Is that going to work that it should be chayzer l'hekshayrei? And the Ramban says it will be chayzer l'hekshayrei, but the other Rishonim say it won't be. Now the Ramban says l'chayre, if it's going to be chayzer l'hekshayrei, so that means to say that this trefus of nechtach b'tzemes agidin has a refuah. Im kain, it should already, even before you chaytachit, not have a din of a trefa. Because it turns out that this trefus of nechtach b'tzemes agidin is a trefus which has a cure. It's possible to cut it at a higher place, which is going to make it ice trefa. And Be'emes, Azoy Halton, the Ran, and the Rashba, that it can't be a Metzius, that there should be a specific trefus, which is Chayzer L'Hekshayrei. Because if it's true that there's a cure for it, in any which way, then already today it's not going to have a Shem Trefa, because it's Daimah to the case of Ibad L'Sama Chaya. However, the Ramban holds that it's not Daimah. He says, when do we say the Klal, that a trefus that has a cure is not considered a Trefa? That's only if the actual trefus L'Chasha Atzmai can be cured through medicine or a specific potion, etc. That's a trefus that has a cure and doesn't have a Shem Trefa. But a trefus with its mitzad atzmai in the matzav of trefus cannot be cured. Just something mibachutz could happen, you could remove the matzav of the trefus from the guf by cutting at a higher place, that's not going to be considered a cure. And kolzman that doesn't happen, and the trefus is still kayim in the animal, it's a trefus that doesn't have a cure, it's going to be a trefa. Only if afterwards we're mechadish and we remove the trefus from the guf, that's going to be machshir, the animal, from then and onwards. So the Chayre, based on this Yisoid of the Ramban, we can understand why the Chachamim and Arasugya hold that the fact that the Ur is miskashe and it becomes hard, like Ur, that's not going to be considered a refuah. Because the etzem condition of Gluda, the lack of Ur, that has no refuah to it whatsoever. Just the body can compensate and turn a piece of basar into Ur, which is going to make it live. That's considered creating a new matzev which avoids the matzev of the trefa. but not that the matzav of treifa mitzar atzmai in its treifus has a refuah. And therefore the Chachamim are going to hold that kol zman that that didn't happen, it's going to have a shem treifa. The chayre avade, if it actually does happen, and the basar is niskashe, and now it can live further, l'chayre we would say that it's chayzer l'echshere, l'das Ramban. But al pipashas, we're talking about before that happened, and we want to know if the fact that it could technically be miskasha, that's usually what happens, if already today it has a shem treifas or not. And on that, the Rabbanan hold that it's going to have a shem treifa, because the matzav of treifas as is something that will never have a refuah. And it's possible that the only reason why Rav Meir originally was chaylik on this is because he holds that being that this is a natural phenomenon within the body, that it's miskasha b'sayir v'nasikar, it's a natural defense mechanism that the guf of the behemah has to turn the next level, the basar, into ar. That's something which is not considered a treifas b'chlal. Only when we're talking about that you could intervene mi bachutz and cut off the leg at a higher point, then we're going to say takeh, like the Ramban says, that treifas doesn't have a refuah mitzar atzmai. But if the animal does it in its natural mahalich, that is going to take away its shem treifa. That's what Rav Meir held. But a kapanim, the Chachamim hold, and Rav Meir was minded to that it is going to have a shem treifa. Kol zanicha l'das Ramban, that he holds that the definition of refuah is that the actual treifas has to have a refuah, and that's not the case over here. But l'chayri, l'fid the mahalich of the Ran and the Rashba, they hold that even if the metzius was that you could cut it at a higher place, that would also make that today it's not a treifa. So why should this case, where the basar is niskasha v'nasas ka'ar, and therefore it doesn't die because of the lack of ar, why should it be any worse, l'das ha-chachamim, than that case of cutting the leg above the tzaymes ha-gidim? So l'chayra, there would be a makam and a svar to say, and this svar is brought down in the Einig Yontif, in Chelek Yerideya, Simen Ayin Gimel, that the only time that we say that something is not a treifa because it has a cure is only a cure that's bidei adam. Because it comes out that it's bidayim of a person at any which moment to make this animal live. Therefore, the condition isn't considered a treifas. But something that we have to wait for a cure bidei shamayim, and it may or may not happen, lav davka is going to happen in time, it's not bidayim of the bidei adam around this animal, that's going to be considered a treifas. And the fact that it could possibly or eventually have a cure is not going to make that it doesn't have a shem treifus today. But the emes is that the Ran and the Rashba themselves are muchach not like this svara, because they shtel too to this nidan a case of a nikuv hareya, which the Gemara is mevor earlier on the Famheim Abeis, that if a sircha develops bein una leuna kesidron, that's going to make that the nikuv hareya has a cure and it's not a treifa. And the Rishonim say, therefore, Ba'emes, if the conditions are right, and that sircha actually develops ben una le'una kesidron, that's going to be a gilu milsa that lechatchila never was a treifa in the first place. Hayait say that even though this is something that happens bidei shemayim, it's not be a dime of a person to do it at any which moment. We have to wait and see if midah shemayim is going to happen, that this proper sircha in the proper place, in the proper way will develop. Nevertheless, if it actually happens, if the conditions were right, that will be a giloi, that this Nikuv Shabareya was a kind of Nekuv that had a cure and it never had a Shem Treif in the first place. M.K. Nachzer Lididan, if the Metzias is, like Remeir says, that the Basar is Niskasha V'Nasas Ka'ar, so it comes out, Bidei Shemayim, this is bound to happen. M.K. L'mafreya, ready today, it should not have a Shem Treifus. So why would the Chachamim disagree on the Svar of Remeir? And why would Remeir himself be Chayzer and not hold of it L'maisa? So the Chayr of the Svar is, because yesh lechalik between all the cases that we spoke about to the case of miskasha habasar. In all those cases, we're talking about a treifas which can either be cured or removed from the body legamri. Comes out this treifas is not a treifas she'ena chazeris. It's a curable treifas, either because it can actually be cured or because we could create a situation where the treifas won't be kayim. At the end of the day, the treifas is not permanent. Masha'ekin, in our case, the treifas mitzar atzmai cannot be cured, and it cannot be removed. It's a permanent treifas. Kol zman the ur is not there, it doesn't have the protection, and it's bound to die. That's a problem which cannot be cured, and it cannot be rectified, because it's ein gizay machlif. The only thing that could possibly happen is that something else could take the place of the ur, the basar can compensate instead of the job of the ur, and it could be miskasha, and give the protection that the ur would have given. But the treifas itself of gluda is something which is not curable and not removable. Therefore, kol zman, this compensation doesn't happen. The Chachamim hold, the Rameir was made of a seif, that it's going to be a treifus kamura, and it's going to be psula. Ad kan the beer in the shita Chachamim Rameir in this inyan. And now let's go weiter, me inyan le inyan, ba'aisei inyan. There's a Gemara Masechta Tmura daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that discusses a case of a person that's makdish the oir of an animal, boy minei abayim erava, hikdish oira, mahu ba'avoida. And Rashi's Masber, because only the oir is kaddish and not the rest of the animal, the Gemara is mistopic if doing avoida with this oir is going to be makdish the oir and therefore it should be disallowed. Avada says Rashi that Giza is going to be mutter, because that wouldn't affect the oir in any way. Avoida is a shayla. Now the Shita Mekabetzis over there in Ois Chav Gimel brings up a point that it's mevor in this Gemara that we don't say that it's ifshta kedusha bikula. Even though he is makdish the oir, we don't say that the kedusha is nespasha to the rest of the animal. Now the Brisker Rav in Chidushei Agriz Alashas brings down B'Shem Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim asked, how come the Rambam doesn't bring down this Gemara? The Rambam doesn't quote the whole Shaila B'chlal, if Hikdish Oira is Mutter Asr Ba'avoida. Zot Reb Chaim, because the Rambam held that Be'emes, it's going to be Nifshat Kedusha B'kula. Because the Rambam Shita is, Kamavur earlier in the Sugis earlier in Tmura Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that any time a person is Makdish an Aver, which the lack of that Aver is going to make it a Trefa, that's considered an Aver Shanasham Atluyaba, and therefore, if you're Makdish an Aver, it's going to be Nispashat Kedusha B'kula. So too, Zot Reb Chaim, the Rambam says, if you're makdish the oir, hare we paskin like the Chachamim that says that gluda is a treifa, and the pshat is because the lack of oir is going to make the animal to die. So according to the Shitas Rambam, that the lack of a chelik of the animal, which is going to make it die, which is going to make it a treifa, is considered an avish and a shamat liyaba. Therefore, if you're makdish the oir, it's going to be nespashet kedusha bekula. Ad kan divrei Reb Chaim, Bebir Shita Saramba. Now the Chayr of this Behemis raises a question on the Gemara. How could the Gemara just ask the Shaila like this and not say that it's Mitli Tali and the Shita is before? The Chayr, if it's true that Gluda is Psula, it's a Treifa, being Makdash to Ar should be considered Avish and Hashamat Liyaba, and should be Nespasha Kedusha Bakula. But the Chayr, this is Mitli Tali in the Tuma Halchem that we spoke about before, based on the Gemara Masech Danida Daftan Hey, how to understand why Gluda makes it a Treifa. According to the first Mahalach of the Gemara, Be'etzem, the Oyer is Gizay Machlef. Taking away the Oyer is not a problem. It's going to regenerate. Just, the animal is going to die because it's going to be Sholet Be'avira before it has a chance to regenerate. So it's possible to say that in order to be considered an Avish and Hashamat Liba, the Pashtus of the Gemara, not like the Rambam holds, that it has to be that the lack of the Aver is something which means Saratzmai makes that it can't live. That's why the Aver is Neshamat Liyaba. But if the lack of the Aver Mitzad Atzmai doesn't make it die, it's just because an outside source of Shalt Be'avira is going to make it die, it's not considered an Aver Shanashamat Liyaba. And even if the Shita Sachachamim that considers it a Trefa, Yesh Leimar, that the gather of Trefus and the gather of Aver Shanashamat Liyaba are not Taliza Bezet. It's a Trefus because Lemaise, this animal is in a Matzev where it's Eina Chaya. Even though it's not machmas the ur itself, it's just machmas its atmosphere, nevertheless it has a shem treifa. But in order to be considered an aver chashuv, that this aver is an aver, it's an ashamat liyaba, it has to be that the aver mitzad atzmai is pertinent to the animal. If its lack is going to make it die because of the atmosphere, because of the avir, it's not considered aver shan ashamat liyaba, and it's not going to be nispashta bekula. But akapanim, Reb Chaim and the Rambam holds not like that, and he holds that even mehai taima, it's going to be considered an aver shan ashamat liyaba. Now in the Gemara in the second Lashon, the Chayr, it's also mashma, like the Shita of the Gemara, that it's not considered Avish and Hashamat Liba, and not like the Rambam. Because the Gemara says that Be'emes, even though the R is Ein Gizay Machlif, nevertheless, the Bas is going to be Niskashe, Venasas Ka'ar. So it comes out, the Chayr, if you look at this animal, the R is not crucial to the animal. It's possible for it to be missing its R, and nevertheless, the Nesham is not Liba, the animal will know how to compensate and to make the basar into ar to substitute for the lack of ar. L'chayra, that's pshat, why the pashas of the Gemara holds that it's not considered an aver shanashamat liba. This is an aver which the animal knows how to live without. And even according to Shitas HaChachamim, that hold it's going to be a trefa, that's because l'maisa like we are masber, a condition of a lack of ar, which that's something that's be'etzem going to make it die, the fact that it could compensate with something else doesn't make that the treifas is not kayim, and therefore the Shem treifas will be there. But to call that an aver shaneshama tliyuba, which is mashma, that the neshama is hanging onto this aver, that without this aver it can't last, that's the chayra vada not true. Therefore, it could be mechalik and considered a treifa, but in regards to the klolim of pashta, it's not an aver shaneshama tliyuba. But what is the Rambam hold? He holds fakert, that being the be'emes, the or is needed in the animal be'etzim cannot live with or an or substitute. Because man, there is no or substitute. Because man, the thing that's serving the function of the or is the or itself. Currently, this or is an aver shaneshamat liyuba. True, if the or is taken away, then another thing will come from kaimai, the bus will be in a skasha to do the function of the or. But because man, that doesn't happen, the animal can't be left without anything, and the thing that the animal is using in order to live is the R. Therefore, it's considered an Aver Shanashama Tliyuba. The Chayra, this is going to be the beer of the Rambam Alpi Mishnasei Shal Reb Chaim. Adkan this Inyan, and Adkan this Shir, a Masechta Chulin, Daf Nun Hey.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shirim on any Daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.